The Real Problem with Our Foreign Policy. By Dr. Ron Paul. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin recently explained to the American people what's really wrong with U.S. foreign policy. Some might find his conclusions surprising. The U.S. standing in the world is damaged not because we spent 20 years fighting an Afghan government that had nothing to do with the attacks on September 11th. The problem has nothing to do with neocon lies about Iraq's WMDs that led to untold civilian deaths in another failed democratization mission. It's not because over the past nearly 2 years Washington has taken more than $150 billion from the American people to fight a proxy war with Russia through Ukraine. It's not the military-industrial complex or its massive lobbying power that extends throughout Congress, the think tanks, and the media. Speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum in California's Simi Valley, Austin finally explained the real danger to the U.S. global military empire. It's us, peace lovers. According to Austin, non-interventionists who advocate an American retreat from responsibility are the ones destabilizing the world, not endless neocon wars. Austin said the U.S. must continue to play the role of global military hegemon, policeman of the world, because the world will only become more dangerous if tyrants and terrorists believe that they can get away with wholesale aggression and mass slaughter. How's that for reason and logic? Austin and the interventionist elites have fact-checked 30 years of foreign policy failures and concluded, well, it would have been far worse if the non-interventionists were in charge. This is one of the biggest problems with the neocons. They are incapable of self-reflection. Each time the U.S. government follows their advice into another catastrophe, it's always someone else's fault. In this case, as Austin tells us, those at fault for U.S. foreign policy misadventures are the people who say, don't do it. What would have happened if the people who said, don't do it, were in charge of President Obama's decision to prop up Al-Qaeda to overthrow Syria's secular leader Assad? How about if the don't do it people were in charge when the neocons manufactured a human rights justification to destroy Libya? What if the don't do it people were in charge when Obama's neocons thought it would be a great idea to overthrow Ukraine's democratically elected government? Would tyrants and terrorists have gained power if Washington did not get involved? No. Tyrants and terrorists got the upper hand because Washington intervened in these crises. As Austin further explained, part of the problem with the U.S. is democracy itself. Our competitors don't have to operate under continuing resolutions, he complained. What a burden it is for him that the people, through their representatives, are in charge of war spending. In Congress, America First foreign policy sentiment is on the rise among conservatives, and that infuriates Austin and his ilk. He wants more billions for wars in Ukraine and Israel, and he wants it now. And our economic problems? That is our fault too. Those who try to pull up the drawbridge, Austin said, undermine the security that has led to decades of prosperity. Prosperity? Has he looked at the national debt? Inflation? Destruction of the dollar? There is a silver lining here. The fact that Austin and the neocons are attacking us non-interventionists means that we are gaining ground. They are worried about us. This is our chance to really raise our voices. Ron Paul, a former U.S. representative from Texas and medical doctor, continues to write his weekly column for the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, online at www.ronpaulinstitute.org.